Welcome to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast, the most up-to-date information to help you prepare for your wine tasting weekend. I'm Mike, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas, from the high plains to the hill country. If you love Texas wine, you've come to the right place. Let's take a trip. Summer is calling, and there's no better way to enjoy the season than with barrels and bites. Join the Texas Hill Country Wineries on Friday, June 20th through Sunday, June 22nd for a weekend of delicious discovery through the Texas Hill Country. As you unlock exclusive access to participating wineries, each offering an elevated experience. Choose between a behind-the-scenes barrel tasting or a thoughtfully curated food and wine pairing at every stop. Whether you are a seasoned wine enthusiast or simply looking for a flavorful weekend getaway, Barrels and Bites is your chance to savor the sights, the taste, and the charm of the Texas wine country. This self-guided journey is the perfect blend of summer sunshine, bold wines, and unforgettable bites. Visit TexasHillCountryWineries.org for more information and ticket purchases. Sip, sample, and soak it all in, one barrel or one bite at a time. Welcome back, everyone, to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast. I'm your host, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, Mike Cole, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, thank you so much for returning and tuning into this week's episode. And if you are new to this podcast, thank you so much for stopping by to check us out. We are an information-based podcast supporting and sharing wine events, tastings, and industry news from around this great state of Texas. So I hope you enjoy the content, and if you do, please consider subscribing and sharing the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. It helps to continue to spread the word about the podcast and keeps everyone informed about current wine-related events. Also, please follow me on my socials at Texas Wine Scene on Instagram and Texas Wine Scene on Facebook, where you will see all the posts about upcoming events for the weekend. Now let's get into the Texas Wine Scene news. In a recent social media post, Sandy Road Vineyards in Johnson City announced the opening of their new tasting room. The post read, "After years of growing our family dream at Sandy Road Vineyards, we are thrilled to announce the grand opening of our brand new tasting room. You have all helped make this possible for us, and we want to share this big day with you. Come raise a glass with us on Sunday, July 6th from 12 to 4 p.m. Enjoy live music, food, and award-winning estate wines, all surrounded by the beauty of our Texas Hill Country vineyard and in the comfort of our new air-conditioned tasting room. Finally. So come on out and celebrate with us, and let's toast to our next big step in our Texas wine adventure." Coleman Estate, formerly Coleman Cellars in Stonewall, Texas, has also announced their new renovated tasting room is now open. The message read, "What's better than a tasting experience at Coleman Estate? A tasting experience in the brand new tasting room. We can't wait to welcome you in. So stop by and enjoy an array of varietals from the Coleman Estate collection in our elevated boutique winery in the heart of Fredericksburg, Texas." In June 2024, Heath Family Brands, who also owns Great Creek Vineyards, the oldest winery on Highway 290, Heath Sparkling Wines, Gin Blossom Cellars, Heath Vineyards, and Invention Vineyards, they had announced that they had acquired Coleman Cellars, which was previously owned by Chris and Jennifer Cobb. The winery was opened to the public in October of 2014. They will be open daily from 11 to 5:30 p.m. The founders of the very cool wine event Rootstock has announced the annual date for their wine festival, which will be held on March 28, 2026, and returning to the gorgeous grounds of the Earl Harrison House and Pape Gardens in Waco, Texas. Since 2016, Rootstock has been the premier annual celebration of the finest wines being grown here in the Lone Star State. You won't find a better place to taste authentic, ambitious Texas wines and meet some of the people who create them. So mark your calendars and save the date for Rootstock 2026. In a recent press release out of Fredericksburg, Texas, the Fredericksburg Chamber of Commerce has also released the official schedule of events for the Fredericksburg Food and Wine Festival's Summer Preview Week, scheduled to take place on July 21st through July 27th. Here's Trevor Scott, a news affiliate in Austin, Texas, and Haley Wakefield, the producer of the festival, talking about some of the great events scheduled for Preview Week in anticipation of the Fredericksburg Food and Wine Festival happening later this fall on October 22nd through October 26th. Take a listen.
Well, this morning we are on cloud nine, or you could say cloud wine. The Fredericksburg Food and Wine Festival is happening this fall. It is a can't miss preview week next month. Trevor Scott, lifestyle host from our sister station in Austin, had a chance to learn a little bit more about the fest in Fredericksburg.
Jim McCullough and Haley Wakefield are here with all the delicious details. Great to see y'all again. Let's start off talking a little bit about the Fredericksburg Food and Wine Festival Preview Week and what we could expect over 7 days.
Yes, nine events over 7 days, all in July. Couple highlights. We'll have a queso-off competition.
Love it.
It's exactly what it sounds like. Queso, margs, live Tejano music, silent disco in a cave at a winery.
Sold.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all just a little bit of a teaser on what to expect in October at the big show.
How fun is that? And Jim, you're partnering up with the Albert Hotel. We're super excited about that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're very excited. So the Albert opened this past January.
Beautiful.
So we're packaging tickets and rooms and suites. And if you package with them, stay in the hotel, you get special VIP gifts from the wineries who are participating in the event, both in July and October.
How cool is that? A great way to take in this preview week for sure from that beautiful hotel. And this is all just leading up to the big event, the Fredericksburg Food and Wine Festival. That's in October. Can you tease some of the cool events we can expect there?
Yes. Well, I would say famous for our street dinner.
I would say so too, yeah.
In the middle of the street in downtown Fredericksburg, five courses. We've got Stephen Piles, Chef Casey Thompson, Michael Fotage, some incredible chefs, all paired with Hill Country Wines.
Cool.
And then the main event, of course, is on Saturday, 5 hours at Mark Klotz, a big park in the middle of the city, where you can expect live music, demonstrations, 40-something wineries.
40-something wineries, yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible. And a good opportunity to score tickets to that will be in the middle of preview week. Not only is it a preview, but a great chance to get your hands on a really hot ticket, right? How can we get our tickets then and for the big festival and keep basically in the know?
Yeah. Tickets for preview week go on sale this Wednesday.
Cool.
So mark your calendars. And then we'll drop tickets to the main event in October in the middle of preview week.
Right.
So best way to stay in the loop is sign up for our emails. We'll inform email subscribers 24 hours in advance. And some of these seats are very limited. So
yeah.
Want to do that.
It's bigger and better than ever before then, right, Jim?
Yeah. Yes, yes. We're so happy that all the wineries and restaurants who wanted to participate this year caused us to go to 7 days, nine events, 5 days, seven events.
We love that. It is a good problem to have. Just goes to show how hungry people were, pardon the pun, for this great event in the Hill Country. Thank you both for being here. We'll see you for preview week and for the big event in October.
All right.
Thank you.
See you then. Thank you.
And Preview Week is happening July 21st through the 27th, and tickets are on sale now. And of course, the main event, the Fredericksburg Food and Wine Festival, is happening this fall, October 22nd through the 26th. You can visit fbgfoodandwine.com for more information and to get your tickets.
And on a more somber note, Casual Friday Wines in Azle, Texas, has announced in a social media post that it will be closing its winery. The post read, "To our valued customers, after over 10 years in the business, Casual Friday Winery is closing its doors on July 1st. I'm ready to retire. In February of 2021, we moved the winery to our current location with the vision of offering a laid-back and casual atmosphere to enjoy good wine and good food. I believe we created an awesome vibe for our customers to enjoy. We know many of you will miss this place. We want to thank all of our wonderful customers for all of your support and business throughout the years. You all were so supportive of this small business. We greatly appreciate you all. There were bumps in the road. When we were swamped, our small kitchen struggled to get our orders on time. Like all restaurants and bars, we had bouts with finding enough servers. However, most were understanding during those times. We want to also thank all of our customers who loved our wines and gave us so many kind compliments and feedback. We are proud to have bottled 10 medal-winning wines to serve you all. Lots of good things were said of our food, and we thank you for that as well." He goes on to say, "We felt it was time to close the doors. I'm simply ready to retire. I look forward to playing more golf, sailing, and picking on the guitar more. I'm going to focus on my real estate investment company and continue to oversee my wine tour business. Thank you again for not only being customers, but for also becoming true friends. Keep enjoying your wines, and a final cheers to you all. Robbie." And that's your Texas Wine Scene News. Before we get into the wine events for the weekend, let's check the weather. The weather for the weekend in the High Plains wine growing region will have high temperatures of 93 degrees with low temperatures of 70 degrees. The North Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 92 degrees with low temperatures of 77 degrees. The West Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 87 degrees with low temperatures of 64 degrees. The Texas Hill Country wine growing region will have high temperatures of 87 degrees with low temperatures of 70 degrees. And the Gulf Coast wine growing region will have high temperatures of 92 degrees with low temperatures of 77 degrees. Join the Texas Wine Growers and Old Vine, Texas in Mansfield, Texas for an exclusive exploration of the dynamic Texas wine industry Tuesday, June 24th from 2 to 4 p.m. This isn't your typical wine tasting. Expect a candid and engaging panel discussion with leading Texas wine experts, including John Rivenberg of Kerrville Hills and Rivenberg Wines, Kelsey Kramer, wine educator at the Hill Country Wine Academy, and Andrew Sides, Blake DeBerry, and Carl Money. They will address questions, challenges, and common myths about Texas wine. Guests will taste through a curated selection of 100% Texas wines from Bingham Family Vineyards, Lost Draw Cellars, Pontotoc Vineyards, Rivenberg Wines, Tornalox Vineyard, and William Chris Vineyards, showcasing unique terroir and award-winning quality. Advocates and consumers of the Texas wine industry can join the wine tasting from 6 to 8 p.m. to connect with the winemakers and owners while tasting the distinct character of Texas terroir. For more information and ticket purchases for this event, visit Discover the True Taste of Texas at Eventbrite.com. Let the race begin. So head on now to Landon Winery in Wiley, Texas for their Trifecta Drink Stop Poker Race event on Saturday, June 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. Guests will trot to three stops to enjoy three full-size drinks, a cigar lounge, and a food truck. While visiting each location, collect two poker cards and at the end of the night, choose your best five-card hand, seal it in the envelope provided, and submit it to any Trifecta location. The top hand at each stop wins a prize, and the three finalists will compete for the grand prize, which will be announced on Sunday, June 22nd. So grab your crew, get in the game, and gallop your way through a night of drinks, laughs, and high-stakes fun. For more information about this event, visit their website at LandonWinery.com. Join Messina Hoff Winery in Bryan, Texas for another one of their Murder Mystery Wine Dinner events on Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. Step into the world of intrigue, suspense, and sensational flavors at Murder in Margaritaland. Nestled in the heart of Messina Hoff Vineyards, this unforgettable evening combines delectable dining with a thrilling and immersive whodunit experience. Indulge in a specially curated buffet expertly crafted to complement their award-winning Texas wines. As you enjoy your meal, you'll be immersed in a captivating murder mystery where every clue and conversation could bring you closer to uncovering the truth. For more information and registration for this intriguing wine tasting event, visit their website at MessinaHoff.com. Come out and experience the magic of Havana Nights at Wild Seed Farms in Fredericksburg, Texas on Saturday, June 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. Put on your favorite tropical attire and join Wild Seed Farms for an enchanting evening under the stars with a live five-piece Cuban band and savor authentic Cuban cuisine expertly paired with Wild Seed Farms award-winning wines. For more information about this event, visit their website at wildseedfarms.com. Join Valley Mills Vineyards in Waco, Texas for their White Wines Blind Tasting Challenge event on Saturday, June 21st at 2 p.m. This unique experience in the underground barrel cellar will be led by Valley Mills in-house sommelier Sarah Holder. You'll learn how to professionally evaluate and blind taste seven different mystery white wines. The guests with the most accurate guesses will win a special prize. Your ticket purchase for the event includes all wine, service, and light charcuterie. For more information about this event, visit their website at valleymillsvineyards.com. Head on over to English Newsome Cellars in Lubbock, Texas for a seeded wine and cheese pairing event on Saturday, June 21st from 2 to 4 p.m. Discover English Newsome's award-winning wines and food experiences as you toast and taste a flight of five exquisite wines and an artisan cheese pairing. It is widely believed among wine historians that this concept originated in the early winemaking days in France. Many cheese and wine varietals have grown up together, oftentimes on the same farm or within the same small village. Thus, a complicated, nuanced culinary art has developed from this ancient practice. English Newsome Cellars invite you to experience the warm hospitality and the elegant ambiance of a seeded cheese and wine pairing. For more information and ticket purchases for this event, visit their website at EnglishNewsome.com. Focaccia, anyone? Then join Enoch Stomp Vineyard and Winery in Harlton, Texas for this summer's Artisan Series event on Saturday, June 21st from 2 to 4 p.m. Chef Matt Hamilton will teach you and your friends how to make homemade focaccia from scratch, as well as adding in your favorite herbs and veggies for flavor. Sip on a complimentary glass of Enoch Stomp's award-winning wine while your focaccia bakes. Seating is limited for this artisanal event, so head on over to enochstomp.com and purchase your tickets soon. Join Piney Woods Vineyards in Hempfield, Texas for their immersive charcuterie and wine pairing class on Friday, June 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. Chelsea Jackson will lead this hands-on experience for guests who want to learn how to master the art of creating a beautiful, delicious charcuterie board while learning the basics of food and wine pairing. You'll learn how to build a well-balanced charcuterie board, tips from selecting meats, cheeses, and accoutrements. You'll also learn the art of presentation and styling techniques and how to pair each board element with curated wine flights. Parchment-lined personal boards will be provided, and each participant will receive a flight of Piney Woods wines selected to complement their creations. Whether you're a beginner or just looking to refine your hosting skills, this class is a fun and flavorful way to grow your knowledge. For more information and registration for this event, visit their website at pineywoodsvineyard.com. And those are your wine events for the weekend. Stay tuned for your music lineup for the weekend. Up next. Arch Rave Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas gets the music lineup started for the weekend with Backstone Road on stage Friday, June 20th from 5 to 8 p.m., followed by Keelan Donovan on stage Saturday, June 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. as well. Bell Springs Winery in Dripping Springs, Texas will have Trevor Helt on stage Saturday, June 21st from 3 to 6 p.m. Fiesta Winery in Lametta, Texas will let Luke Ballet assume the musical duties on Saturday, June 21st from 1 to 5 p.m., followed by Wake Eastman at the Arch Ray location on Saturday, June 21st from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. The Texas Wine Collective in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Jake Martin on stage Saturday, June 21st from 1 to 5 p.m. Tornalox Winery in Burnett, Texas will let Rodney Howell rock the house on Saturday, June 21st from 2 to 5 p.m. Moody Family Wines in Bullard, Texas will have Jennifer Martin on stage Saturday, June 21st from 6 to 8:30 p.m. West Sandy Creek Winery in Richards, Texas will have the Jackson James Band on stage Saturday, June 21st from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by Guthrie Jones on stage Sunday, June 22nd from 2 to 5 p.m. Dukeman Family Winery in Driftwood, Texas will let Brooke Forsyth provide the musical tunes on Saturday, June 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. William Chris Vineyards in High, Texas will have Brent Ryan on stage Friday, June 20th from 1 to 4 p.m., followed by Jenny Del Lord on stage Saturday, June 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. as well. Barron's Creek Vineyards in Georgetown, Texas will have Bob Case on stage Sunday, June 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. OG Cellars in Sunset, Texas will have Gerald English on stage Saturday, June 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. Bernhardt Winery in Plantersville, Texas will have Pride on stage performing a U2 tribute on Saturday, June 21st at 7 p.m., followed by Deja Vu again on stage Sunday, June 22nd at 7 p.m. as well. Dry Comal Creek Vineyards in New Braunfels, Texas will have David Russell on stage Saturday, June 21st from 6 to 9 p.m., followed by Andrew Lopez on stage Sunday, June 22nd from 2 to 5 p.m. Whitley Vineyards in Montgomery, Texas, will have Dan Smith on stage Sunday, June 22nd from 3 to 5:30 p.m. Deep Roots Vineyards in Plantersville, Texas, will let Yacht Rock jam out on Friday, June 20th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., followed by VHT performing a Van Halen tribute on Saturday, June 21st from 7 to 9:30 p.m. as well. Becker Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Texas, will have Matt Kirk on stage Saturday, June 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. Perdonalis Cellars in Stonewall, Texas, will host Jeremy Parsons on stage Saturday, June 21st from 1 to 5 p.m. Texas Heritage Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Texas, will have John Greenberg on stage Friday, June 20th from 2 to 4 p.m., followed by Walt Wilkins on stage Sunday, June 22nd from 2 to 4 p.m. as well. And Peter's Prairie Vineyards in Mason, Texas, will close out the music lineup for the weekend with Spicy Loops on stage Saturday, June 21st from 2 to 5 p.m. And that's your music lineup for the weekend. Well, that would do it for this week's short episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Cole, your Texas wine scene correspondent, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Texas Wine Scene. For more in-depth information on the wineries mentioned in this episode, visit the Texas Wine Lover website at txwinelover.com or the Texas Wine Lover app. On the site, you can find a vast amount of information about Texas wineries and wine-related businesses. You can also search for information such as maps of Texas wineries, Texas wine trails, 100% Texas wineries, and winemaker profiles. And if you are a business who wants to advertise on the website or the app, or looking to upgrade your listing, then use promo code TEXASWINESCENE and receive 10% off your first payment. This way, your business or winery will be listed amongst the very best that Texas has to offer. So visit their website at txwinelover.com. That's txwinelover.com. Also, please leave me a rating and a review and share the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. Cheers.